Fiona Kelly is here with a first look at what it says in your morning papers.
RTE features prominently in the stories that dominate your front pages this morning. While Kevin Backhurst's announcement that The Late Late Show and Fair City are to be moved out of Montrose is carried as the lead story in the Irish Times and Irish Daily Mail, the death of Micheál Ó Muirchertach, a man synonymous with RTE who died yesterday at the age of 93, is the lead story in the Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun. Tributes to the legendary broadcaster are also carried in all of today's papers. In a piece in the Mail, Philip Nolan describes him as the bard of our ball games, whose playfulness with words and elegance with imagery managed to make the unseen almost tangible for radio listeners. As well as many poignant tributes to Micheál, describing his colourful, entertaining and unique use of language. In a piece in today's Independent, Clodagh Sheehy quotes the man himself talking on his retirement about how much he enjoyed his work. "I loved that job," he said, "from the start to the finish." Also writing in The Independent, meanwhile, Billy Keane speaks affectionately about his fellow Kerry man, who, on his death, he describes as the uncrowned king of our broken hearts. Keane also recalls how Micheál spoke English with the precision of a man who learned that language after he learned Irish. And in honour of Micheál's ability to switch seamlessly between the two languages, the Irish Sun opts for a lead headline, Os Gaeilge, this morning, which reads, "Slána Cara, Kulasov." Air chaos imminent as Aer Lingus talks fail. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Examiner, which in common with the Irish Independent leads with the work to rule, which began at midnight last night following the Labour Court's failure to find a resolution between pilots and management at the airline. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with the line that it looks likely that Cathal Crotty, the 22-year-old army private who received a suspended sentence for a violent attack on Natasha O'Brien in Limerick, will be discharged from the army in the next week. Speculation on who is likely to fill independent unionist Alex Easton's Stormont seat in North Down if he is elected to Parliament fuels the lead story in the Belfast Telegraph. For its lead story, the Irish News reports that police investigating an incident in which a man was allegedly attacked for wearing a GAA jersey in Portadown in County Armagh on Sunday are treating the attack, which left the man with injuries to his hand, as a sectarian hate crime. Other stories which received coverage in today's papers include the death of another high-profile RTE figure, journalist Tommy Gorman, at the age of just 68, and the appointment of Jack Chambers to the position of Minister for Finance. The Independent notes that at the age of 33, Chambers will be the state's youngest finance minister since Michael Collins. And finally, in relation to the death yesterday of the two well-known and respected RTE broadcasters, the lead editorial in The Independent pays tribute to them with the line, "The always authentic, authoritative and engaging voices of both men will continue to echo."
Fiona Kelly, thank you.